On the CTIC Indian Creek Watershed Project Tour, I'm visiting with Marty Travis. Tell me, Marty, about yourself and your farm.
Well, I'm the seventh generation to live on our family's farm. It's the oldest farm in Livingston County, been in our family for 181 years. We specialize in a lot of heirloom vegetables and food crops here on the farm.
Well, I understand you're on the committee, the steering committee for this project. Tell me how you got involved and what you're trying to accomplish through this project.
Well, we've been involved. We've been awarded the state's highest sustainable ag award a couple years ago. We've been involved with soil and water for a long while. It's really important to us, the quality of our water, the quality of our soil. If we don't take care of that, we need to be good stewards of it. If we don't take care of it, it'll go away. And so we're very supportive of all of this.
I know we're a year into this project. What have you learned or gotten out of it so far?
What I'm excited about is to see neighboring farms become engaged in this and become aware that their practices can have a direct influence on the quality of the water in the whole watershed. I'm excited to see that they're concerned about the communities around and the quality of water there.
So, end goal here for you personally then on your farm?
To continue to increase the quality of our cropping area. To this past year, we had 95% of all of our cropland covered in cover crop for the winter. To me, that's really cool to be able to come out in January and still see the farm green. That's kind of an anomaly here in this part of the county. But to continue to see that and the quality of our soil, the quality of the water, get better and better. And hopefully it'll reflect in the quality of our crops then, too.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for having us out here. This is Marty Travis I've been visiting with. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.